Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
In this episode of the Football History Headlines on the Best of the Pigskin Dispatch, we discuss Super Bowls 41 and 52 and John Madden, who just recently lost his life, and many more Hall of Fame legendary stories, all coming up in just a moment.
This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. Your host, Darren Hayes, is podcasting from America's North Shore to bring you the memories of the gridiron one day at a time. So as we come out of the tunnel of the Sports History Network, let's take the field and go no huddle through the portal of positive gridiron history with PigskinDispatch.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at SportsHistoryNetwork.com.
Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com. Welcome once again to the Pigpen, your portal to positive football history. And we are here for another great day of gridiron history that we're going to share with you. Now let's get into your football history headlines. February 4th, 1969, John Madden is named the head coach of the Oakland Raiders. With the hiring of John, he was the youngest coach in the AFL. Madden remained the head man of the Raiders sidelines all the way through the conclusion of the 1978 season when they were part of the NFL. He and the Raiders won Super Bowl XI, his crowning achievement in a 10-year tenure with the Silver and Black. Under John Madden, the Raiders had an impressive record of 103 wins, 32 losses, and 7 ties, and they never suffered under a losing season for the Pro Football Hall of Fame under Madden's reign. The team won 5 straight AFC Western titles from 1972 through 1976. After hanging up the coaching whistle, Madden became an outstanding broadcast color analyst, perhaps the best the gridiron has ever seen. February 4th, 1990, Aloha Stadium in Honolulu. The 1989 season's NFL Pro Bowl had the NFC defeating the AFC 27-21. The game's MVP was defensive back Jerry Gray of the Los Angeles Rams. February 4th, 1996, also at Aloha Stadium in Honolulu, the NFL Pro Bowl for the 1995 season resulted in an NFC victory over the AFC rivals by the score of 20-13. Jerry Rice, the San Francisco 49ers' great wide receiver, used his awesome receiving skills to catch the game's MVP honors. Then we talk about another NFL Pro Bowl. This one was played on February 4th, 2001, also at Aloha Stadium. And on this date in history, the contest was the AFC that extinguished the NFC 38-17. The game's MVP honors went to Rich Gannon, quarterback then of the Oakland Raiders. February 4th, 2007, at Dolphin Stadium in Miami Gardens, Miami, Florida. At Super Bowl 41, Tony Dungy and Peyton Manning had finally received their Super Bowl championships they had been so elusive to each of them earlier in their careers. According to the Pro Football Reference, Manning threw for 247 yards passing and a touchdown against a very strong Chicago Bears defense to win the Most Valuable Player award in the contest. The brilliant signal caller was his top-notch coach, helped guide the Indianapolis Colts over the Chicago Bears 29-17. February 4th, 2018, at U.S. Bank Stadium in Minneapolis, Minnesota, Super Bowl 52 was a game that was quite surprising to most who watched it. The Philadelphia Eagles, led by their quarterback Nick Foles, who at the beginning of the season was a backup to Carson Wentz, were playing the New England Patriots, who had the great Tom Brady under center. ESPN.com tells how Foles led the Eagles on a gutsy 75-yard drive to the winning touchdown, which was an 11-yard toss to tight end Zach Ertz with 2:21 to go. The Ertz catch added to the game's drama by having to be reviewed in the replay booth, leaving millions of viewers on the edge of their seat. After replay supported the call on the field, Philadelphia went for two, but the try failed. The Eagles defense would then have to go two final stands against a crafty Brady and friends to taste greatness. Yes, the Philadelphia Eagles defeated the New England Patriots 41-33 to win all the marbles. The Super Bowl 52 MVP was none other than Nick Foles. Now let's take a little bit of break from the action. And don't forget, you can reach us at pigskindispatch@gmail.com and make sure you talk to us, tell us what you like about the show, what you don't, and maybe have some ideas for the show or maybe some people we can interview. And speaking of interviews, let's hear from something from one of my podcast partners at the Sports History Network right now who has something great to tell you.
Do you wish you knew more about the 100 seasons of the NFL? You're in luck because you found the Football History Dude podcast, where each episode is a journey back in time to learn about the rich history of the NFL. From the founding of the league in an auto showroom, all the way to what it is today, America's favorite sport and a behemoth of an industry. My name is Ernie Chapman. Football is my passion, and I want you to come along with me each week to explore the yesteryear of the gridiron. So hop on board my DeLorean, and let's get this baby up to 88 miles per hour.
Hey, if you haven't heard that podcast of the Football History Dude with Arnie Chapman, you are in for a treat, and you've got to treat yourself to make sure you listen to him because he is quite masterful in his interviewing process and has some very interesting guests. So make sure you check that out on the Sports History Network. Now, let's get into your birthdays for this February 4th of Hall of Famers. And February 4th, 1933, Des Moines, Iowa, the great Lincoln University of Missouri halfback Leo Lewis was born. The National Football Foundation says Lewis, also known as the Lincoln Locomotive, had some impressive stats in his 4 years at Lincoln University, leading the Blue Tigers to an impressive 27-5-3 record in his time on the team. Leo set records for the Blue Tigers, including 22 touchdowns in a season, 64 touchdowns in a career, and he posted 1,239 yards rushing in a season, and his career rushing yards of 4,561 to become a two-time first-team All-America selection. Leo Lewis received the honor of being forever remembered in his induction into the College Football Hall of Fame in the year 2005. February 4th, 1940, Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Billy Neighbors, the powerful guard from the University of Alabama, arrived into this life. The National Football Foundation voters selected Billy Neighbors' gridiron legacy to go into the College Football Hall of Fame in 1973. And finally, February 4th, 1960, Oakland, New Jersey. Widener College of Pennsylvania's great safety, Tom Deary, was born. The NFF states that Deary was voted as an All-America selection in three different seasons by the AP and the America Coaches Association for his brilliant defensive secondary prowess. Tom amassed 126 unassisted tackles, 44 assisted tackles, and 32 interceptions in his 43 career games he played during college. The National Football Foundation selected Tom Deary for entrance into the College Football Hall of Fame in the year 1998. We are so appreciative and thankful that you once again joined us for this football history headlines on PigskinDispatch.com's podcast. And we hope you join us every day. And you can do that very easily by hitting the subscribe button on your podcast provider right now and making sure you can join us and know as soon as we're released. You can also find us on the Sports History Network, as we talked about earlier, at sportshistorynetwork.com, and you'll see us and probably it's well over a dozen other podcasters on there. I think it's maybe even 15 or 16 now. I can't keep track of what Arnie's got going over there because it is a growing thing, and it's something you want to be a part of. And if you're interested in podcasting, it's a perfect opportunity, if you love sports history, to learn the ropes from some really good folks over there at the Sports History Network and a very supportive team. So make sure you look at the contact information there to join if you want to, or just listen, because that is such a privilege to do too. Some very talented individuals here. Or you can go to our website, pigskindispatch.com, and join us tomorrow for February 5th Football History Headlines. Until then, have a great gridiron day. Peeking up at the clock, the time's running down. We're going to go into victory formation, take a knee, and let this baby run out. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you back tomorrow for the next podcast. We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. Pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hey there, football fans. This is Ross, the host of the Pigskin Tales podcast. I just need a few moments of your time to talk about the host of the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, Darren Hayes. He's expanded the Pigpen to search out information on the history of all team sports. It's a quest to find out about the competitors, teams, and places chronicled throughout athletic history through the uniforms and gear the participants used and wore. And he is taking you, the listener, with him on this educational journey to preserve sports history on the Sports Jersey Dispatch, found here on the Sports History Network. His newest podcast, called Jersey Dispatch, is all based on the jerseys that all the greats used to wear. You can find Darren Hayes and the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, as well as Jersey Dispatch, on your favorite podcast provider multiple times each week. So remember that, Darren Hayes, the host of the Pigskin Dispatch and Jersey Dispatch podcasts. It's found right here on the Sports History Network.